Welcome one and all to the September 2022 Member Parkinson's Recovery Support Group Gathering. Thank you for connecting in and joining us today. I have a couple of announcements about interviews on Parkinson's Recovery Radio that I want to call your attention to. Quite remarkable information has been disseminated and will be disseminated. Keep in mind that the mission of Parkinson's Recovery is to provide the support and resources for more and more individuals globally to find answers that will enable them to celebrate symptom relief from a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. I've been working at this now for approximately 2 decades, and we really have identified dozens and dozens of options that I can certify we know have helped some people, and in some cases, a majority of individuals address whatever symptoms they currently experience. So know that the resources are available and have been developed and created for you to provide the support that I think will enable you to, again, reverse your current symptoms. The passion that I hold is to be able to identify and celebrate the fact that more and more individuals are able to identify the causes of their symptoms and identify a set of causes or perhaps even treatments that will address those causes. Some individuals that I have interviewed over the years have a more research orientation toward recovery. What they hold in mind is the following. I'll try one treatment option, and I'll see if it's going to help. If it doesn't help, I'll abandon that, and I'll go to the next one. And, of course, each of those trial runs, if we think of this as an experiment of one, takes 3 months, 4 months, sometimes 6, 8 months, or even a year. What I want each of you to know is that of the many individuals that I have interviewed on Parkinson's Recovery Radio, and also that I have either done consultations for or who I have contacted over the years, and I know they have celebrated symptom relief, actually don't do that. They typically identify a set of treatment options and modalities and lifestyle changes, and with that particular set in mind, they embrace that. They honor that, and they then are able to find ways to celebrate symptom relief. So usually, I would say 99.99%, there is one individual that had candida, and when she was able to address that as her problem, her symptoms resolved. But most people, it really takes a journey to figure out the cause or causes of your symptoms. Sometimes there are multiple causes. And then identify those treatment options that will address those causes. Again, don't worry. There are lots of options available. The challenge, of course, is to be able to decide which ones will be those that will be the ones and provide the tricks that you need to be able to feel better in the long run. The idea of all of these treatment options is providing support for the body to heal from the inside out. We do have options that we have identified that provide temporary relief, which I think is really important for you to be able to realize there are solutions out there that are available. Please, as a member, keep in mind that we have developed some very intensive courses that outline and identify all of these options. So realize that as a member, you have a 50% discount on those by the coupon code SUCCEED. So if you look through those options and you see one that calls out to you, realize that there are lots of treatment options that are available. The next heads up that I'd like to be able to offer to each and every one of you is the following. My analysis and my current experience through being a person who does a business, a small business, is that we are currently in a recession. Not only in this country, but in countries across the globe. This is going to get worse. What I'd like to say is for you to simply honor and recognize, well, times are good, times are bad. There's a cycle that we know about that we have seen in this country and in all countries. We have a cycle of good times and a cycle of challenging and, if I might say, bad times. Why am I saying this? Well, not to depress anybody, but rather to say, get ready. Don't be shocked. If you do, your symptoms are going to get worse because your stress will flare up. So just realize, okay, it's here, it's coming, it's going to get worse. Okay, big deal. We've gone through these experiences before. We'll come out of it. And then, of course, the other strong recommendation I have is to identify those kinds of reactions to the difficult times that you know will be able to enable you to get through them successfully. Of course, it also suggests in a financial sense, be sure you have all of that ready because, again, the times are going to get very, very challenging, not only for individuals who are residents of the United States, but in other countries as well. So it's just what it is, nothing we can really do about it. It's just a way to ride the wave and, again, realize that you don't want to be shocked. You don't want to get into a state of frenzy. Because you think to yourself, oh, no, what's happening? I can't believe it. You'll want to just say, oh, right, here it is. I knew this was coming. It's obvious to everyone that that's what we're going to go through here for a while. And just ride the wave, as I say. Again, we don't want your symptoms to flare up. Now, I'd like to be able to also provide some recommendations that you listen to the interview that I conducted with Carl Sterling, who has an online course which he identifies as regeneration training. Carl really has a interview that I treasure because he offers a number of different very practical steps that you can take in order to be able to celebrate symptom relief. For example, he talks about the best way to exercise, which will address Parkinson's symptoms. He also talks about ways to maximize neuroplasticity, which will retrain the brain and help improve movement, memory, and cognition. He talks about vibration. Of course, I've talked about that quite a bit as well. That can really address symptoms, particularly tremors. He talks about the role of dopamine in the brain. You've heard a lot about dopamine. That may or may not be the symptom and the cause that's creating your problems, but it's really nice to be able to know a little bit more about what dopamine really does in terms of giving us the energy we need to live a vibrant life. So those are just some of the topics that he actually discusses and introduces. There is one little qualification that I want to offer, and it's the following. He talks about how multitasking is such a wonderful approach for creating new neural pathways. That is absolutely true. And on your member website, I've got something called Mind Work, and we work through doing multiple tasks at the same time. That's called Mind Work, if you haven't seen that. So we know that that will create new neural pathways. We know that that will enable you to be able to neurologically be healthier and sounder. There's also then the other issue, and that is when you are, for example, performing a task or, for example, perhaps just walking from point A to point B, what I want to suggest is don't multitask. And I've said this in presentations and courses over and over again. If you're going to attempt to do two things at the same time when you're performing a task and you have neurological challenges, you have the possibility of stumbling, of falling, of being really frustrated, of increasing your stress level. So it's really important, you know, for example, when you're taking your daily walk or doing your daily exercise, to be mindful, be in the present moment, focus on each and every muscle and movement that enables you to be able to move effortlessly. But also be sure to practice multitasking. And that means doing two tasks at the same time, but in a situation where you're totally safe. It, for example, sitting down in your home, you don't want to try to multitask when you're doing another task, no matter what that task might be, whether cooking, whether doing a hobby, whether gardening. Focus on when doing the task, just that task, but also do multitasking as a way of being able to increase your ability to have a brain that is truly malleable. So Carl Sterling, his website is kind of interesting. It's actually his name, Carl, K-A-R-L, Sterling, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G. And he has this online course that I think would be really well worth looking at. It's called Regeneration Training. It's a kind of thing like I do. He has a very modest monthly cost, and you can get in there, benefit from it, and then when you've got all that you need, you can cancel your subscription. Now, the next interview is an interview on Parkinson's Recovery Radio that's coming up tomorrow. That's Monday. And in this particular interview, I will be asking questions of Dr. Amy Yasko, Y-A-S-K-O. Now, I obviously don't know all of the content that she will be addressing, but I do know that I have been recruiting Dr. Amy for about a year to be a guest on the show. If you look at her website, which is holistichealth.com, that's H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C, that's holistic health, H-E-A-L-T-H.com, you'll see that she's not focusing specifically on neurological challenges. She really covers all kind of symptomatic challenges that a person might experience. But I think actually what's happened is it's taken me a long time to schedule her to be a guest. I think she's been working vigorously on identifying the specific kind of remedies that she suggests and has available that will enable people, again, to celebrate symptom relief. So I'm excited about this interview. I've been working quite a while in being able to get this aired. And again, that will be tomorrow, Monday. You'll see descriptions on your teleseminar or your radio show page as a member. She will talk about her Yasko protocol. Now, isn't that interesting? She does have a background that's focused in the field of autism. But the Yasko protocol, she's going to explain, also can address neurological disorders, including Parkinson's disease. She talks about how you can get started on her protocol, and she also has some discussion of the methylation pathway, which, of course, is a big factor when it comes to neurological challenges. She's going to explain to us more about what this pathway is all about and its connection to Parkinson's disease. She's also going to talk about the role of glutamate in relation to Parkinson's. So as you can see, she's got a wealth of wisdom that she's going to offer to us tomorrow on my interview with her. It's 12 noon Pacific time on Parkinson's Recovery Radio. And, of course, we'll have that interview, the recording, posted on the member website by the end of the day tomorrow, Monday. So those are the wonderful announcements that I got about what we've been working on here at Parkinson's Recovery over the past month. We've been busy with identifying, I think, some spectacular resources for you. And now I'd like to be able to connect in with Bill to say hello and find out what's up with you. So, Bill, hi.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thanks. We have had some gorgeous weather here in Washington, which is a little unusual, so we're celebrating that. And how about you?
I'm fine. I go in the middle of next month back down to Houston on this stem cell thing. And so I have nothing new to report until after I come back from that.
Right. And as I recall from our discussion last month, that's when you'll actually find out whether or not you were getting the actual treatment or if you were in the placebo group. Is that right?
I'm not sure if they wait until after they write up the trial or not.
But well, we'll see.
Certainly... Yeah, I mean, if they tell us, great, because I would like to know that sooner rather
right.
than later.
Well, just looking back over getting these treatments, do you feel like they've helped?
Well, the first one, I got three separate infusions over the last year, let's say. And the first one absolutely was a big help. And the second and third ones, less so. So that's why I'm very curious about, I'm fairly certain I got the real stem cells the first time. The second and third time, I'm not sure.
I see. Well, if you find out that, in fact, you were getting the treatment, what do you suppose they'll say? Are you going to then be recruited to get ongoing stem cell infusions, or what do you think is the next step?
I'm not sure. That's what I hope to find out when I go next month, because that this will be sort of the final assessment of, you know, where they can take certain, give me certain tests, I have to take another MRI, stuff like that, and then they compare it to the early one.
I see.
And then they, I guess over the first half of next year, they'll be writing this up and submitting it.
So was the primary pretest the MRI, or did they ask you to answer questions on a Parkinson's questionnaire too?
Yeah, they have all the standard testing
instruments. Right.
Things that, you know, I've gone through dozens of times now. The new thing they did was what's known as a functional MRI, and then a spinal tap.
Oh.
For patrol spinal cord. So those two things they'll do again on about a month from now.
Well, how interesting. Well, these are exciting times. We're seeing emerging all sorts of new treatment options. So I have my fingers crossed that when we connect again, we'll be able to hear some pretty exciting revelations.
Yeah, I hope so.
Was there anything else you wanted to cover?
No, I don't think so. The radio shows you have coming up sound interesting. I'll certainly check those out.
Do. Well, the one of them, the Carl Sterling, is already aired, and it's available on replay on the member radio show page. So we've already done that one. The one that's coming up is tomorrow, and so that's not yet aired. We don't know exactly what she'll be saying. But I feel like, yes, whenever I schedule a person to be a guest on the show, my criteria is to think, well, will this person offer a suggestion that will be helpful to people? You know, are they not just out there selling a product or service, but do they have something that will be helpful? And boy, Carl Sterling had just a number of wonderful practical suggestions that anybody can take advantage of. And of course, he's also got the online course, which is great as well. But I was really, really pleased with the number of very practical suggestions that he had to offer. And so my guess is that Dr. Yasko will have the same to offer.
Yeah, well, you have such good experience over the years of interviewing people that if you say it's beneficial after, a couple hundred, I guess you've done, that's a high recommendation.
Almost 300, yes. And, of course, some of the interviews I sort of get done and I think, well, it was okay, but I'm not sure I'd be that enthusiastic to listen, you know. But the others are just spectacular. So I think these are two that are certainly listening to. And, of course, I also interviewed recently Ross Pelton, who had really quite a fascinating discussion about a new prescription medicine. So, you know, the ones that I've done recently I think are really interviews that are worth listening to. And, of course, it takes 30 or 45 minutes to go through the whole listen to the whole interview. So it takes a little bit of a commitment and time. And when I first started doing the radio show interviews, I was doing them every week. And what I found was it was really difficult to get totally high-quality interviews. You know, every week we're getting interesting people that talk about different things. But when you really are getting people who have a lot to offer, what I found is, well, it takes me anywhere from 6 months to a year to actually get them scheduled. So that's always a good sign that that's going to be a really good interview. So anyway, if you get a chance to listen to both of them, I think you'll be pleased.
Well, thank you for your perseverance in courting these people and getting them to come on, because without that, that's your effort, it wouldn't happen.
Right. Well, yes. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate your support, as always, and your calling in and giving us an update on what's going on with you. So it's wonderful to connect. In fact, I look forward. I think, oh, good. this is going to be the support group. I'll be able to talk with Bill.
Right.
So, no, thanks for being here.
Sure thing. Thanks for what you do.
Many blessings. So let me check the chat room and see if we've got anybody who's written in there, any kind of topics you want to address. I don't see anybody who's written in the chat room. I don't see any questions or answers that have been written. Surprisingly, we have a light turn up on our calls this morning. We have Bill, of course, we just talked with, but I don't have any other listing of people who called. So I think that pretty much sums up what we need to do this month. Please know that although you probably will be listening to the recording of this presentation, if you have questions, you can always email me those questions or just simply call. I'm really delighted to help and provide you with the information that I've been able to gather pertaining to any topic you're interested in. So we've been doing this a long time, and if you're wondering, well, what's the next step? How should you proceed? Be sure to let me know. I'm happy to help. You don't have to be here just for the support group for me to be able to provide your support and ongoing ability to, again, find the options that will enable you to get well and celebrate symptom relief. And as you well know, that's what's happening here on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and of course, all of the children are profoundly loved. Know that by virtue of the simple fact that you've listened to this presentation, to this recording, that using your good intuition, your insights, that you are selecting a program of recovery that is the program that's right for you, knowing that there's no one standard solution for everyone, that you do have to do a custom design that will address whatever happens to be going on with your personal situation. So celebrate the success of your commitment to make that happen in just that way. Thanks so much for being a supporter of Parkinson's Recovery. Your support enables us to be able to, again, recruit the people who are the movers and shakers out there that are providing answers to persons who currently experience a diagnosis of Parkinson's and other diagnoses related to neurological challenges and conditions. So thanks so much for supporting all that we do here at Parkinson's Recovery. May you have a marvelous month coming up.